I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, of course, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you, every single morning, it warms my heart. I always see something that encourages me to encourage you to slow down. And when I see kids standing at the bus stop, literally freezing, sometimes kids are standing by themselves. Well, that does, as a mom, it just warms my heart and it makes us remind you, please watch out for school kids, school buses, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect until 9 a.m. And this morning, it wasn't nearly as frigid as it has been. It's actually warmed up some, so I'm super excited about that. It's Friday night football for all of those high school football teams that made the playoff, and we did, so we're headed to Friday night football. We're excited about that. And this morning, you know, I just want to take this opportunity, DC, before we get started, to really thank the YWCA, to thank the board for honoring me and several other women for the decades of women. And I want to thank all of the people who attended. We met so many new friends. And I want to say to you this morning, I see you on point. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for honoring the women in this community. And you know, anytime you get honored, you could always say, you know what, there's so many people that are doing so much more than me, or why did they honor this one? You know, that one's doing more. And you know what? As women who are givers. It's hard for givers kind of to receive, even though we understand that when you give, it is absolutely the principle that you receive. And so I can't think of a time in my life that I have felt more honored, more grateful to be in a room filled with women, not just the women that were honored, but all of the women that were there that in their own rights are making the difference, that are game changers, that are doing things in the community that maybe have not been recognized. And I would say to each and every person, you know what, it can't be about the accolades. We do what we do because it is the right thing to do. And I know for me, I do it as unto God. And if it's never acknowledged, that's okay too. But when it does get acknowledged, you know, you're just really, really grateful. And I want to thank the people that joined us at our table, the Williams, Glenda Stock, Donna Caffaretta, people who support this show, not just in word, but in deed. Thank you guys for being a part of our great moment. Thank my mother. And thank all of the people who showed up and really helped me to want to dig even deeper, to want to do just a little bit more. You know, sometimes you feel like you're not doing enough, but anything that you do that makes the difference in someone's life is a difference maker. And we should never take that for granted. And so I personally this morning am so humbled and so grateful. And again, I say to Katie Vanderlick, I say to Liz Lowry, Chiquetta Johnson, all of the women on the board at the YWCA, they're doing such incredible things with our young girls and our young women and in our community. And they too are game changers. They are difference makers. And I'm just grateful and I'm honored. And this morning, I want to say good morning to my real women, talking about real women, real talk. My beautiful, beautiful women, Miss Lisa Campo is sitting to my left. And across the table, Miss Lamia Solomon. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Man, you guys look fabulous. You look radiant this morning. What's that about?
No makeup.
No makeup. Lots of makeup for Weeze. Everyone knows me too well for that. I don't have that beautiful skin over there.
Made up. But you know what? I wear makeup every morning, too. It's just one of those things. Yeah, you just got to do it. So how are you guys doing this morning?
I am blessed. I'm doing well. Mm-hmm. I cannot say a complaint. I just can't put it on the table.
Absolutely. And for you, Lamia, you're back to work. For people who listen to Real Women, Real Talk, the only criteria for Real Women, Real Talk is simply to be real. And let me tell you, the ladies at the YWCA yesterday were very real. So I think we're going to have some more contributors to Real Women, Real Talk. Now, I know that you've been sick. You've been having challenges with your heart. And we know that heart disease is the number one killer of women. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Very well.
Amazing.
Yes. God mm-hmm. is good.
And so you're back at work?
I'm back at work. Everything is going. Everyone knows when you're off work and you go back, if you're the mm-hmm. manager, then you got some obstacles to overcome, you know, and I have a few months worth of obstacles, but you know what? Hey, it's good though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad. I love my customers, so, and they know that, and I love my team, so it's good.
Now, let me just ask you this, because one of the themes that we talked about yesterday at Decades of Women was the fact that we're always, as women, piling on our plate. We're always piling things on. And I have said to people, listen, if I pile one more thing on my plate, it's going to break. It's not going to overflow, okay? It's going to break.
Crack in half.
It's going to crack. So I want to ask you, after being off, because you've been off for several weeks.
Yes.
I want you to reflect on what that has meant in terms of the things that you were able to just sit back and be retrospective about.
You know, by the time I did make it back to work, I did realize my plate was overflowing. But you know what? If I go back, I don't think that I really would have changed it, because I think as women, we can't function if our plate isn't overflowing. Mm. I think we need that, because I function better under stress. Like, I have to have a lot of things going on, and then I can get them done and feel like I've achieved something. But if I have nothing on my plate, then I feel like I am going crazy. I'm not going to lie, y'all. That time I was at home, I feel like, you know what? I need to get back to work. It's stuff I got to do. I could be doing this right now instead of sitting at home getting fat. We were talking about the fat situation. Eating is stressed out because I'm at home. Mm-hmm. I was more stressed out at home than I am at work.
Talking about it right now, being at work. Look at her getting up. I like being at work
and just doing all the different things that I do, because I think I wouldn't be able to function without it. I mean, I guess all women are workaholics, or most of us.
Wow. So, Lisa, you were nodding your head. God. Why?
Well, this past weekend, I had a little setback, and, you know, I had a little...
It wouldn't be the LSU setback.
No, it would.
I wasn't going to nod. I was going to let that
you
slide.
You keep your head over there. Okay. Anyway,
hold that thought.
My parent...
Hold that thought.
My point would be on point. Talk, that would be.
Okay, good.
I got a little infection, a little eye and ear infection this weekend. I got a little under the weather. And uh-huh. So I couldn't hear out of my left ear. I couldn't see out of my right eye. It swole shut in the middle of a game. I was so frustrated, I could not even watch a particular game. Anyway, point being, I went home, I went to bed thinking I'd be fine. I woke up the next morning, it was 10 times worse. Well, that Sunday and that Monday, the kids were out of school. Those were my planned days to un-Halloween and to put up Christmas.
Really? Do you put up Christmas early?
Right there to it. So I had already started. I had un-Halloweened and stacked it all at the attic door. But yet I had to lay in the bed for almost 72 hours. Couldn't walk a straight line. Couldn't put contacts in. I was very unhappy. Not only was I frustrated because of my sight and my hearing, but I could not do a product. I like a product at the end of my day. I couldn't get up and do a thing.
What is a product?
A product. I have... Every day I wake up, and at the end of today, I will complete a task.
Okay.
There will be something done, whether it's balancing in the checkbook and paying the bills, or going to the grocery store, putting the Halloween decorations in the
attic. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I have to have a finished product at the end of the day.
I like that.
I totally agree with you when I'm saying to sit there idle, and my husband's like, you never go to bed and just rest. Now, look, he and the kids were like dogs laid up everywhere. He's in front of the Golf Channel clicking. I'm thinking they're in heaven because mama's not around cracking that whip saying, take out the garbage, do this, do that. It drives me crazy to sit idle. I have to have a product to where I feel like I've accomplished something and not just wasted my day. I hate to lay around in my pajamas.
Wow. And see, I'm just totally the opposite. I'm okay with I'm okay with laying around in my pajamas. I'm okay. I have gotten to the point where I come to work and I give everything that I have. And on the weekends, I don't want to do anything. I want to fish with my husband. Of course, I don't fish. I'm not a fisherwoman. But I want to lay in the boat and I want to read books and I want to look around.
But that's your product.
That's your product. That's your product.
I like to clean out a closet or
can you come to my house?
I want to like do some grout with I like to go after some grout with some bleach.
Wow.
You know, little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I get upset, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'll just go after some grout with a toothbrush and some bleach. And my husband's like, go to bed.
That is nervous energy.
You have a balance.
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. I don't know. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And guess what? You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back with more right after this.
Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223. Journey Hospice is with you for every...
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the
start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
The credit union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians,
associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA. And I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started. I know you're super excited. It is the weekend. And if you're on your way, it's 7:58 a.m. Central Standard, 8:58 Eastern. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where dreams come true. Listen, if you're tired of renting, if you need to refinance, if you're investing, if you're looking for easy ways to qualify, the ladies of Magnolia Mortgage can help. And here's the number to phone. It's 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And then we're going to keep reminding you about Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Y'all, I love, love, love this program. It is for seniors. And, you know, sometimes our seniors are looking for things to do. If you're 55 years old or older and you want to be the difference maker in a young person's life, you want to volunteer, and then you don't even mind that you're going to get paid for it, well, this is an incredible opportunity. You can phone Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 318-484-2260, and they'll tell you how simple it is to share today and shape tomorrow. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, you know already it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're joined by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo and Miss Lamia Solomon. Ladies, during the break, we have so many incredible conversations about life. And we're talking about the holidays. And the holidays are coming up, and Weeza's talking about how excited she is about decorating and about the holidays. And, you know, the holidays are wonderful, but then they bring on sort of a different kind of stress. And I was asking the ladies, because anybody who has followed the news knows that we lost two young people in our community. And whether you knew them or not, you just felt gut-wrenched. I did. I felt such a guttural feeling of pain for those parents. And I know that every mother and father in this city and surrounding areas is having the conversation with their kids, especially their young drivers. And as we have been having with ours, he's not a driver yet, but we also have to talk about alcohol and our young people driving. And I know, Lisa, that you went to the funeral, and we would have gone had we not had another obligation, and how tough that is. And I said to you, I said, what are you guys saying to your kids about not only drinking and driving, but getting into the car with kids? And I'm not saying that the accident was alcohol related. We don't know. But that's something that nobody really wants to talk about, our kids and alcohol. But especially as we're approaching the holidays, I think it's something that we've got to talk about.
I do want to say real quick, I do not know any of the details, but I did hear that in Grant Parish, there was a young lady, I believe, a student was hit by a car.
My God.
So it is actually three this weekend.
Wow.
This past week. Mia's showing me four. Who
else?
Four. Another young lady was killed. Her grandmother was driving and hit a deer.
No, we're including her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's in our three.
Okay.
She's in our three. It's been a very it's unbelievable week for families. And again, you know, my husband said as I was watching him put my Halloween decorations into the attic, and he was so delighted. He said he hates this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know a single September, October, November that we do not experience death in our families or in our communities. And there's something about the changing of the season that brings on a very somber exposure to these deaths. I don't know what it is, but I thought back and I thought, my grandparents, friends that I lost as teenagers to alcohol and drinking and driving. And in regards to the losses this past week, they all did involve vehicles, whether it be lack of experience, lack of knowledge, or whatever the situation. And you know, you reach a point where details are really irrelevant.
Absolutely.
It is the loss of such a significant love and life that all we can say is we pray that as a community we can come together and lift up these families and lift up these souls and pray God give us mercy and understanding, because it's just got to be the most unbearable. October 23rd actually made the 20-year anniversary for my first experience in a loss like this. I lost two of my very best friends down at LSU in a situation, and my kids, I have told them this story since they were old enough to understand the responsibility that comes with a vehicle. And way before they ever drove, I shared with them this responsibility. And I shared with them this story of the loss of these two guys. And, of course, as my daughter began to drive, I only shared it with them more. And then, of course, this week, amazingly enough, you know, my children, I have one at Menard, I have one at Ash.
Right.
We have... In the situation this week.
So you experienced really two funerals two deaths.
Yes. In my journey 20 years ago, I experienced two deaths at the same time and two funerals at the same time.
We did
so
too.
So you can relate to that. But
actually, it was four when we were in high school. And of course, it wasn't alcohol related, but as I was...
It's the responsibility of a vehicle.
They were going to school, and it's the responsibility of being a young driver. And so as we open up this conversation, as we experienced the deaths of the young student that attends the same school as our son as well, we started really having the conversation with our son, although he is not yet a driver. And of course, my mother and every mother is saying what we need to be saying to our kids. And I said to her, I said, the only thing that we can do is give our kids our wisdom, the knowledge and the information that we have. But at the end of the day, they are going to make their own decisions. And I use this analogy for our family because we have this bird's nest that we've tried to get rid of, but the birds are relentless. They just want to nest at our house under our driveway. And so we have just decided, okay, uncle, we give. And the birds and Mrs. Watkins was talking about bird watching in her story yesterday at Decades of Women, and it really brought me back to our own birds at our home, that we watch the mother bird nurture the babies. We watch her hatch the eggs, sit on the eggs hatch, and then she feeds the babies until they're old enough to fly out of the nest.
Try to fly.
And then we even see their little test flights. We see them, you know, come out of the nest, and then they fly to one little spot in the driveway, and, you know, and then they fly back. But the moral of the story is this. However the mother bird communicates with her babies not to get too close to the edge so that they don't fall out, she does. But in the event that the baby falls out, she cannot help them. And we've seen them on a couple of occasions fall out of the nest. She cannot physically lift the bird back up into the nest, and she knows. And there was one incident that we saw that was just, it was gut-wrenching, where the mother saw the bird, the baby bird, that had fallen out of the nest, and she was hovering, flying, trying to, like a mom, she was frantic, but she knew she couldn't help the bird. And so mothers are very much the same way, and parents are very much the same way. If our kids choose to take that extra step, after all we have shared with them, you're not going to be in trouble if you call us. It doesn't matter what time. Do not get in the car with someone that has been drinking. Do not yourself get behind the wheel if you have been drinking. All of these things we share with our kids, but at the end of the day, they are that baby bird.
You know, I told you while we were on break how many times we've got the same scenario over our front door. And since my children were little, the birds fall out of the nest. They come in, mama, mama, we've done shoeboxes. At this point in the game, I have invested in, I have a professional bird cage. I have feeders. I have heat lamps because I want to save the baby bird.
Right.
That's my sickness. But, you know, I do want
but
to stress.
But that's being a mom.
It is being a mom. And it's that nurturing, that desire. I do want to stress, and I cannot stress enough, and I know that I speak on behalf of everyone sitting here with me, we do not know the details of any of the situations.
Absolutely not.
We are not accusing or making accusations of alcohol being involved. We are just saying when you have young drivers involved, the level of responsibility that is out there, and we want to have parents hear the voices say, have these conversations, whether it be you just don't feel safe with the driver because he's a hothead or she drives a lead foot, you know, whatever the situation may be, whether there's alcohol involved or not. Be the big enough person because some of your decisions are irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
When you're caught between a rock and a hard spot, there's no way out but God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we pray for in a time like this.
Absolutely. And for you, Mia, you've got one that's not necessarily driving just like we do. But every parent at some point, we know. And DC says it all the time. He says, I can't wait until David starts driving because I feel like we're his taxi cab. And I'm like, uh-uh. I don't mind being his cab.
And you know what? In all actuality, I do have my daughter who is 14, but I also have my son who is 21. And with that 21-year-old, I have expressed to him many, many, many times caution, which he told me, Mom, you know, I've never been a drinker. I'm not a big drinker. But the thing is, if you drink, do it responsibly. Get you a cab. Call me, whatever the case may be. I will come get you. But whatever it is, do not get in that car and drive, whether it's one beer, whether it's one shot, whether it's one drink.
That's right.
It's going to make a difference in your reaction. And I think that's what a lot of kids don't understand, is that that one thing that you do, that one drink, is going to make a difference, whether it's in seconds, whether it's in minutes.
That's right.
On how you're going to react when you're driving that vehicle.
Well, and let me just say this, and all kids think as we did, if you think invincible,
you,
that is the word. Hey, everybody, we got to get a break here. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 10 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9, 10 Eastern. And you're on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223. Journey Hospice.
Journey Hospice is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It's 15 after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:15 Eastern. And today is November 15th. Can you believe Thanksgiving is just merely days away? Well, let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellites. Let me tell you, y'all, we're about to start bowl games. We're about to start playoffs. Yeah. We're about to start all of that. So you need to make sure that you've got the best channels. But better than that, you need to make sure that you have excellent wiring. You need to make sure that you're paying an excellent price. Best prices, best wiring, best channels, plus HD for life. That's Jeremy Clary and his wonderful team at Get Wired Satellites. Here's the number to phone. It's 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Also, AmeriGroup Real Solutions. If you're looking for the best solutions in healthcare for you and your family, AmeriGroup Real Solutions is where you should start. Well, as we finish conversating about drinking and driving, about our young people, and about what we're saying to them as parents, I think it's a conversation that we need to have, and we're not making any assumptions about the accidents. But as I looked at the statistics on young people drinking and driving, there are many. Most young people are novice drivers. We're all sitting here talking about our experiences, and what we as parents don't like to do is, I like to say, we forget what we forgot. We forget the things that we did in the past, and we really don't want to reflect on those things because we don't want our kids to do those same things. But I think that we have to all remember that we were young people at one time, and we all did some silly things behind the wheel. And it's just simply a lot of grace that we're sitting here and not in a cemetery or not messed up really badly. And so because we do want better for our kids, you know, we do have to have these conversations, whether it's drinking and driving, whether it's not using a seatbelt, whether it's excessive speed, whatever the cases may be, we've got to have these conversations with our kids. But this is what I was thinking. We have to have them in a way where our kids don't feel like they're being preached to.
Well, and it's not just about what our kids are doing. It's also, are our kids, as when they get their license, responsible enough, skilled enough,
mm-hmm.
and the answer is no and no,
right.
to defend themselves with someone else who is driving inappropriately, whether it be drug or alcohol induced. Entering into the holiday season, we are going into a season where drinking and driving increases because mm-hmm. holiday parties, people get careless, people get depressed during the holidays,
mm-hmm.
whatever the situation may be. And I think it's not just about, are we having these conversations with our kids because we're scared of drinking and driving? I just think we always need to be focusing on the fact that the car is one of the major responsibilities we can ever turn over to our children. And are they fully equipped when we hand them those keys to drive?
And the question is, are they?
I don't think they are. I made Cecily, and all her friends laughed, and she stomped her feet and threw her little sissy cat fit, but I don't care. The child did not get her license until she was 17, mm-hmm. and I made her drive with a permit for one extra year.
Mm-hmm.
I just could not stomach the fact. Now, again, keep in mind, I am a recovering soul, I guess you could say, from losing friends in a very mm-hmm. ugly way. Mm-hmm. And so I was very, I'm a control freak. Everybody knows that. I'm not even going to try and hide that.
And many women are. Most of us are.
But it's the fear and concern of not only for my daughter, the vehicle I've given her the responsibility of, but the other lives she's exposed mm-hmm. to around and right. that they're exposed to her as well.
And then how do we help our kids deal with the peer pressure of getting behind the wheel and wanting to fit in and wanting to be popular and wanting to be the big man or woman on campus?
And, you know, I think with that, we really just have to talk to them about being a leader and not a follower.
God, I don't know how many times I
say that every single morning.
We do. It's just like having that conversation of peer pressure. I mean, that is like one of the topics that's really not talked about at homes these days. It's saying, okay, you tell them don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And they say, okay, we won't do it. But then the next thing you know, mm-hmm. they say, I did it because of somebody else. Well, did you talk to them and say, you're going to hear this. Your friends mm-hmm. are going to try to tell you this or try to tell you that. Me and my daughter was having a conversation, as a matter of fact, this morning and yesterday. She has a jacket. She don't want to wear this coat to school because she says, oh, her friends are going to talk about her. But then I told her, it's not the coat that makes you. It's you that make the coat.
I love
it. Don't worry about what your friends say. You're warm. I pay your medical bills. You're not going to get sick. So you're wearing this coat mm-hmm. to school. Now, that was yesterday. Today, on our way to school, she says, Mama, I wore my coat yesterday. She says, and because it's big and fluffy, mm-hmm. but it's warm. Mm-hmm. So she says, I walked in class and this girl goes, oh, what are you wearing? And she says, my response to her was, do I know you? Because you really don't speak to me on a regular basis. Uh-huh. So I'm warm. Is there a problem?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl was like, oh, okay. But that's the difference of standing up and mm-hmm. not being taken and bullied, because that's mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. Peer pressure is basically a small word for bullying.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I get that, and I think that, you know, we're going to have to teach our kids in the area of self-esteem, and we're going to have to teach them how to stand up for themselves and how to make the hard decisions. And one of the things that we have said to our son is that sometimes in life you may have to stand alone.
That's right. And there's no problem with that.
But for kids, most young people don't want to stand alone. And my mother always said this to us. She said, if you don't stand for something, and it's an old adage, old saying, then you will fall for anything. And so I guess this is how I want us to really start to think about not just teen drinking and driving, but the holidays. Prom will be coming up before you know it. All of the things that kids and parents celebrate. I want us as parents to question what we're doing. There are many, many parents who host parties at their homes where alcohol is there. We have had experts to come on and talk about it, especially about a year or so ago when parents were sued by some other parents because they hosted a party with alcohol and the child got alcohol poisoning and died. Now it is illegal to do that. And when you look back at your life, there was always, when I look back at my life, there was always one house where the parents or the mom was the fun mom, and you could go and you could drink and you could do whatever. And I think that that is still true today. Now that we are older and wiser, we know better. We don't want our kids to be at the fun house, but it is absolutely happening. And what do we say to our kids, Lisa, about those kinds of situations?
I go back to the baby bird scenario that we used at the beginning of the airtime today. Is, you know, all we can do is give them the best.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go out into this world, we pray that our children will do half of what we have instilled in them. There's no control. It's just we have got to know that we've done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pray that our children have the strength to stand up and say, I'm an individual. I'm not going to be this cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our kids, just like we were, they're guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. I will not be that mom that says, not my baby. And you mamas that out there
I
are,
won't either.
You better knock on some wood, darlings.
Girl, you better get
coming.
Down on them knees.
Karma
them wood.
Is ugly. Don't put it on you and your baby.
The wood ain't gonna help, y'all. It's 24 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:24 Eastern. You're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Gotta get a break here, but we're back after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 29 after 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:29 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by UDB Insurance. We're reminding you every single day, if you're trying to navigate the Affordable Care Act and you're trying to figure out how it can benefit you and your family, you're trying to figure out how you get signed up, and then you want to know about those tax credits, and then you want to know how it's going to be affordable for you, well, UDB Insurance and Wesley Watkins are on point to help you. And here's what you got to do. It's really, really easy. You phone 318-445-9359, and you just set up a consultation. And he's going to go through it. I mean, he understands it. He explains it in complete detail where you will have an understanding. But even better than that, you can walk away finally with health insurance. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, joined by Lisa Campo and Lamia Solomon, talking about so much. But, you know, I want to switch to the holidays, something we can all feel cheery about. And, Lisa, I know you're a big holiday kind of girl, and I'm really not, and I never really have been. I love the decoration, but I'm not a decorator.
Well, poo-poo on you.
Well, I'm going to come look at your decorations.
You're going to come this year and see my decorations. You know, it just...
But let me tell you what I am going to do. I am going to get a wreath from Legacy Floral, Alan Bryant, who makes the most incredible, just anything that you want having to do with horticulture. He is amazing. He can decorate. His store is beautiful. He's in Pineville, and I am going to have him make me a kick butt wreath for my door.
Now, you know, I'm going to have to approve it before you hang it. Yeah. I'm about to put the Weezy stamp of approval on it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you go to Legacy Floral,
I'm about to go down there and see him, because,
baby,
you know, I got to check this out.
You got to check. Listen, he is the man. I mean, he is on point. He is fabulous. So listen, if you're like me and you're not, and you know what? We stopped doing Christmas trees at our house because I have two men and they don't get into it.
I have two Christmas trees in my house.
You have
and
two.
They stay up from Halloween.
Where do you put two Christmas trees?
I got one in the dining room. I got one in the living room. I like to see them glow. And look, they stay up from Halloween through Mardi Gras because I do Halloween on them, I do Christmas on them, and then I do Mardi Gras.
So did you not get enough Christmas as a child, or where does that come from? Or did you just always love Christmas? Which one?
No, I don't think it's just about Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think there's something that happens at the change of the season when the holidays start, kind of kicks up with the football season.
Mm-hmm.
And we start just that camaraderie and that fellowship with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Having people in your home is what it's all about. And I love for my home to feel festive and full and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when friends are gone, I love to sit on my sofa in the glow of the fire with my kids and my husband. It's just good times.
Uh-huh.
I just love it. And it makes me feel the season is with us.
Uh-huh.
And it's important. I like to see my nativity scenes as
uh-huh.
long as I can.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I know I've got friends that leave them up all year long, but you know, I do just leave them up during the season.
DC is being bad.
They're
over
giving
there.
Me a hard time because they're dying to poke me more about Roll Tide. God bless the Roll Tide. Well, here's your Go Tiger on that. So you won. Yay. Now we're a week later. Now what are we going to talk about the holidays?
We're talking about the holidays.
You know, she put A's on her Christmas trees, right?
She didn't put any A's.
There's
A's nothing
on
red
and
A
tree.
In mouth.
She got a little jingle bell that says Roll Tide.
I got
it.
A little jingle bell for you. But you know what? Do you know they have a local shopping coming November 30th?
No.
Yeah. Is that a Saturday, November 30th? Let me look
Shop
at the calendar.
Small.
Shop small. And that's about just supporting our local
Oh, absolutely.
Shops.
I know
Y'all,
about it.
Mm-hmm. We have got to hammer that. We gotta stay, get away from corporate, and get that local dollar rolling right here.
And you know what we're gonna do? I think we're just gonna really make sure that we support that, and you know, go out and make sure that we support and buy our stuff locally. And we always buy locally. And you know, as you were talking about your home and the holidays, you know, have you ever really thought about what really makes a home a home? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the love and the effort in the, inside those walls.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Family.
Mm-hmm.
Family makes it. I mean, it's just like everybody can join together and you can laugh. And
but you know what? On the other side of that coin, though, Lamia, there are people who are absolutely, they are kicking and screaming saying it's the holidays. And every family doesn't have that warmth. You know, for some families, it is a strain.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna sit up here and act like, you know, Swiss Family Robinson, okay? And if for those of you who don't know that who those people are, that's an old Disney character.
That's old school.
That's old school Disney. And that was before Brittany. Anyway, my point would be, look, my family is my core four. Me, my husband, my two kids.
My core four. All
Everybody
right.
else on the outside, you be sweet, we'll play with you. You're going to be ugly, we're going to take our toys and go home.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for all of that. Don't spew it. It's the holidays. How many times do you really expose yourself to the big family? If you can't conduct yourself for a couple hours around the turkey and the dressing, pack your stuff to the house. Come on.
Now, speaking of turkey and dressing, what are you guys planning for Thanksgiving? We're only literally just days away from Thanksgiving.
I'm planning to sit my butt down and let my sister-in-law cook for a change. That's all I'm
saying. So you're not cooking?
No, I'm not going to cook for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited about it. This will be the first year I haven't cooked.
Really?
We have a very big tradition.
You have it. Okay, what's your tradition?
Well, you know, since Papa passed 3 years ago, my husband has inherited the dressing responsibility, which he has mastered quite well.
Really?
We have a very French dressing. It's homemade breadcrumbs with ground meat and lots of vegetables seasoned in. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good.
So I'm going to have to hit D before the day is over.
I know
it.
He is so bad.
Anyway, and then my sister-in-law, she has mastered the chicken and gravy. And then my
chicken, not no
it's
turkey,
brown gravy. Okay. And we do have a turkey, but we do a brown gravy with chicken. Mm-hmm. It's a fricassee.
A fricassee?
Yes. Chicken fricassee.
Okay. And what is that?
Chicken it's a French word, I guess, for brown gravy.
Okay.
With chicken.
It sounds good.
And then my daughter, she and her grandmother, manage the pies.
Oh, what kind of pies?
Homemade chocolate pies.
Homemade chocolate pies.
Yes. And you know, I've said my mother-in-law.
Okay, I've never ate a chocolate pie. What the heck is a chocolate pie?
God.
I don't know what a chocolate pie is. What it tastes like? Is it like a pecan pie, cream pie?
Tell us what a chocolate pie is.
Is it just pudding and whipped cream? No. What is chocolate pie?
No.
Let her explain. She is so, her heart is so.
I'm gasping for air. I can't believe.
We know sweet potato and lemon. What's chocolate?
You take chocolate cocoa powder,
uh-huh.
and you bring it to a boil on the stovetop. My daughter could tell you the recipe. See, my daughter inherited the responsibility of the pies because my mother-in-law is older, and she struggles with some dementia sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so she loves to get with my daughter. And so they make it together. No, make the chocolate on the stove and you bring it to a very low boil and then you pull it off before it starches.
Mm-hmm.
Scorches.
Uh-huh.
And you continue to
whisk it
until it thickens up, almost like you've made a roux with gravy. It thickens up.
And so do you bake it?
And you do bake it. First of all, you put your pie crust in the oven and let it brown. Then you pull it out and then you pour your chocolate. It thickens like homemade pudding. You pour it into the pie crust and then you make your meringue. You know how to make meringue,
yes.
Dear God. Okay. And then you pile that on high and then
I'm coming. You
don't talk about her.
You're going to bring us some chocolate pie. I have never.
We're going to have chocolate pie.
Wait a minute. Wait. Time out. DC never gets involved with real women, real talk. But he threw a slam over there.
He does.
And he said, this is what he said. He said, Carla, don't know how to do that.
You know what? The peanut gallery, we do not need you. We'll let you know. We squeeze you when we want.
My skill is not in the kitchen.
That's okay. Yeah. God bless you in many other ways that we all can see.
That's it. Ain't in the kitchen.
That's
but I do love to hear about these delicacies.
I'm gonna bring
and
you a
thank God. And well, listen, I think we've got to do something for Real Women, Real Talk Friday.
Can we cook up in here?
No, we can't cook, but maybe we'll bring something and we'll have like a big party. I did hear
Lisa say he wants that chocolate pie. Now he's being nice.
Thank God that I cannot cook, because what would his weight look like if I was really throwing it down in the kitchen? He better be lucky.
Come on, Dee.
That mama don't cook.
Holler at me now.
That mama don't cook. You know, right. But I mean, I do a little something, something. But, you know, our dressing is going to come from my mother-in-law, who is cook extraordinaire. I mean, she throws it down. And I don't know where the rest of the dinner is going to come from, because I really hadn't thought about it, but probably, you know, my mom.
I don't know who can do it, but let me tell you, when I was growing up, my grandmama, loved her before she passed away. Nobody got her recipe for tea cakes.
Uh-oh.
And they would melt in your mouth.
Lots of butter. I know
Lots
that.
Lots of butter, and they would melt in your mouth. And these are the only tea cakes I know that can stay soft all day. I'm not talking about them crunchy ones. So if y'all got the recipe for the crunchy ones, I don't want them. I want the ones that look like they might be a thin cornbread.
Now, let me tell you who makes the best tea cakes that we get. And that is Carl Johnson's mother. And they say stuff.
I need them. Fabulous. Carl Johnson's mama, Colleen, for Real Women, Real Talk. I need them. I know I talked about being fat, but hey, I got to give tea
and
cakes.
That's where I was going next. What are we going to do about health and fitness? Now, Lisa Love was one of the people that was honored for the Decades of Women. She's got CrossFit. And I said to her, DC and I are getting on your calendar.
Yeah,
and
after the holidays, she's going to be bankrolling it.
But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I don't want to do all this crazy stuff. Every year, I make a commitment that I'm going to try to stay fit and healthy, and I'm not going to overdo it during the holidays. I'm not going to take this opportunity. I'm not going to do it. Y'all are looking at me like,
okay, first of all, you're not out of shape, but I did think this a few seconds ago. I recommend, please, if you're going to use vegetables, go to the frozen area and get your bags of frozen versus your cans.
It's almost like you looked at my butt before you said that and was like, I wasn't going
to. I looked at you because you look great.
I looked at you and said, you look wonderful. I gave you the once over.
Like, okay, you need to be getting your vegetables in the frozen section.
I looked at you from head to toe.
That big old booty.
Shut up. That's not true. I looked at you from head to toe.
I saw that.
I gave you the once over. But I'm saying you've got to watch the sodium in the canned goods. It is unbelievably high. So we're going to be consuming a lot more until we're like unconscious sleeping on the sofa, right?
Uh-huh.
So cut back in as many ways as you can, whether it be portion, whether it be sodium, whether it be carbs. You don't need half a dozen rolls. Get you one roll if you're going to get it. Because when you think about everything going into it, the corn, the butter bean, the bread pudding.
But you know what I love to me? Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without cranberry sauce.
See, I don't even eat it.
I love it.
I just started.
You just started. DC only started when we got together. Oh, it's so good.
Is it sweet like jam?
No.
What does it taste like? How do you describe it? It's sort of like a gel, but it just blends
really
in with your cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
And it just
That's
gives.
That's the only thing you
and
can
I know,
eat
and
with.
I'm not. I'm
it's,
not
it
like a
shivers
sweet.
I don't like the way it moves at me. It.
What the?
Well, you know what?
Really,
DC's kind of like that. He doesn't like the way that things feel
like
in his mouth.
It.
certain things.
These are the views of Carlette Christmas.
I'm talking about cranberry sauce. Yo. Y'all's mind. Oh, Lord.
Have you ever seen me speechless?
No. Lord. We're talking
about. Can we have
about
the disclosure?
This is the viewpoints of Carlette and David Christmas.
Not okay, of real
anyway,
women, real talk.
But my kids are big on texture. I can understand that statement. They're real big on texture. But I just don't like the way it wiggles on the table when you slide it onto the little. My mother-in-law has a dish that it has to, you know, this is the cranberry dish that goes on the table every holiday. I don't like the way it sits there and wiggles like its own little membrane.
So y'all don't have it at your table, really?
Oh, yeah, it's there, and it sits there and eyeballs me like it's going to get on me or something. I just don't like the way it looks.
So are you going to put your Christmas tree up, like, this weekend?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so excited. Everything has been brought down out of the attic. We had the little, you know, it's
poor
a ritual.
Poor Craig, huh?
Poor Craig. Y'all, the best man in the world. You want to see the best man in the world? That's Craig Campo. He was getting it out of the attic.
Baby, the best man in the world is sitting right across from me.
I know. And that is Carlette Christmas's best man.
That's right. That's right.
Lisa
that's
has
my
her own.
That's my protector. That's
Lisa,
my big
Lisa,
dog.
Lisa don't like to share hers.
That's my
good
big dog.
I got a best man. I had a ring.
Well, maybe. Well,
he
maybe,
likes it. He should put a ring on it.
Maybe you'll get a ring for Christmas.
One day. I'm not gonna rush it out. I'm taking my time.
That's it. That's it.
I'm taking my time.
So the decorations are coming down.
Oh, they're down.
They're down.
Halloween is up. Christmas is down. It's all being staged in the dining room right now. Mm-hmm. It's wall to wall. And my husband says it looks like a combination of several local stores have thrown up in there.
Wow.
But, I mean, hey, it's all good. He knows the things that make me happy. And, mm-hmm. and he, you know, he knows I love my decorations. So I'm going to start putting them up this weekend.
And don't you love a man that really knows what makes you happy and that he celebrates that yeah. and he's okay with that?
Do you know a couple of years ago, he sits back and he watches me. And sometimes he'll tell me a little to the left, a little to the right. He helps me. But a couple of years ago, before he had truly crossed over into the fine man he is, he sat back while he was watching Golf Channel, of course, you all know. And he looked at me, and I mean, I was exhausted. I was trying to put the last bulb on, or last ornament on the tree. And he sits back and he says, "You're doing it wrong. You know that, right? You're doing it wrong."
Okay.
I turned to him off the top of that ladder, and so help me God, if I could have swooped down on him like a hawk, I'd have plucked his head right off his shoulders.
That is Lisa Campo, everybody. This is Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. It's 8:45. We've got to get a break here, but we're back after this.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation. A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71,
Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Can you believe our time is almost over? Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. If you haven't had your mammogram, you're uninsured or underinsured, you're 40 years old or older, now is your opportunity to have your mammogram done absolutely at no cost to you. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. She's the contact person at 483-4026. 483-4026. And listen, if you have any problems connecting with her, you can also phone our offices. The OPT offices at 318-445-5658, and we'll help you to get connected. Our friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And Davis One Stop, it is our favorite place for the best meats, the freshest meat, the finest cuts, and it's right in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Let me just say this. I can't say enough about Darlene St. Romain and her team. They were in Cottonport feeding seniors there. Darlene, you and your team absolutely rock. You are one of those people that keep giving and giving and giving. And you know what? You're going to give yourself even richer. God bless you. God bless your team and the work that you do. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish. The number to phone for home, auto, and life, 318-346-6695. Well, ladies, we're wrapping up Real Women, Real Talk, and we're so close to Thanksgiving, and I have made it my mission that this year I would not just wait until Thanksgiving to talk about the things that I am thankful for, the things that I am grateful for, because every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. And when we look around our community and we see people that are really, really having struggles and challenges, especially with loss, especially at this time of the year, there's never a good time. And what do you say to a mom that has lost a child? It's almost inconsolable. But with that said, you know, we have to find things that we're grateful for right now. We can't wait for a day or a season. You know, we just really need to find a sense of gratitude right where we are. And for me, gratitude comes in small things and just being able to wake up every single morning and do what I love. I am so grateful for that, and to encourage people to do what they love. And Lamia, I know that you've got a lot of things that you're pregnant with, that you're birthing, that you're trying to birth through. And being grateful for so many things for you this morning, what's that about?
You know, I'm grateful to be here. When I say my life has just been full of a lot of different events, it has been full of a lot of different events. But God helped me through each and every one of those events, mm-hmm. from almost dying in a car wreck, flipping off a bridge. I know that God did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping me alive in my younger ages when I wasn't so almost saved, you know, he did that. And so I am thankful for.
Well, you don't have to be almost saved. I think when you say you're saved, that's when you're saved.
No, I meant back then.
Oh, okay.
I meant back then.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Back then, during that time. I'm saved now.
Okay, good.
I'm saved now.
Good.
But I'm saying back then, almost saved, mm-hmm. you know, not really knowing how good God was.
Knowing about him.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can look back on all of that and say, you know what, I don't regret. And it's hard to look back in your life and say you don't regret it, but I don't regret it because I learned.
Mm-hmm.
how to be thankful for him,
mm-hmm.
and love him for just who he is and how, you know, and just bringing us through. And I think that's what the holidays is about. Mm-hmm. That's what Christmas is about, you know, not commercialized, but mm-hmm. just being thankful.
Absolutely. And for you, Lisa, I know you're thankful for a lot of things, but tell us what this holiday season means for you, and this day and just being.
You know, this has been a bittersweet year of this is our last this, our last that. You know, I've mentioned several times I have a daughter graduating, and it's really not a last of anything. It's a passing of a childhood of a young lady going into young womanhood, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. And so, but I love this, the holiday season, because it's the time, I guess, the weather, it really kind of shuts us all in and mm-hmm. gives us the opportunity to reflect and look within and spend time together. Guys, it doesn't matter what you wrap and put under the tree, what you wear, or who you see, or how much bank you're rolling. It's about the time and the quality that you put into every relationship that you have. And that's what that's my holiday. I just want to feel loved, and I want people that I am exposing myself to feel loved by me.
I love it. Last words. Hey, I want to thank my real women, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your mornings with us right here on the official OPT Network. Hey, you know why we do it. We do it because we love you. But remember, God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? I'm going to see you right back here on Momentum Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Tell me how you feel about this. Do it how only power wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet.
I love the clothes I'm wearing.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join